Welcome to another edition of What Would Rob Do? A Guide to Life's Most Trying Dilemmas. I'm Mike Pesca.
And I'm Rob Sachs.
Hey, Rob.
Hey, Mike.
Thanks for coming on What Would Rob Do?
It's good to be here.
You're always here.
Yeah.
Isn't it weird? It's the only show where the permanent guy always gets introduced by the host.
I know. It's completely messed up. I couldn't figure out how to have a show where I'm being asked the questions where I'm the host.
So right. You're the guest. What it is you're always the guest of the show.
I'm always the guest of my own show.
Interesting. So, Rob, as the guest, you would know best. What are we talking about today?
Well, today's episode is titled, What Would Rob Do When He Has a Baby Girl and He Has to Completely Rearrange His Social Life? I know that's a big of a long title, but I think it kind of gets to the heart of what we're going at here.
And tell me about little Rachel.
Well, yes, little Rachel came along about 3.5 months ago, and there's been some changes at home, which you probably know as a dad. I know you've got little Milo at home for you. It's weird because I'm finding that lately I've been jealous a little bit of my wife because she's going to all these Baby and Me classes. She does this Baby and Me yoga thing, and then she has baby lunches with all her other mommy friends. And I've been finding that, like, there's not a lot of daddy and baby things to do, and I've called around, and I realize I'm not the only one who thinks this.
It's harder because there are no social structures to plug a baby into.
Now, that there, Mike, is Harry Hoffman, and he's the director of PEPS. It stands for Program for Early Parenting Support, and it's based in Seattle.
What is Mr. Peppy there? What kind of ideas does he have about hanging out with other new dads? Because you just said all the moms know how to hang out together.
He had kind of an obvious solution.
Look for parenting classes and that type of thing, too, because that's where you find other parents.
This guy makes a lot of money off of this, you're telling me?
I don't know if it's a big money maker.
So you asked him, how do I hang out with other dads? And he said, look for other dads.
At parenting classes.
Parenting classes, right. OTB would be one place to look, but parenting. So did you do that? Did you go to parenting classes?
No.
Thank God.
No, but it's nothing.
I thought I had lost you there for a second, Rob.
It's nothing against Harry, and I'm sure PEPS is a great organization, but I had kind of this negative experience. I went to a childbirthing class, and the instructor was weird, and then anyway, maybe I should give it another chance because Harry was telling me that in 2007, his support group saw a 25% increase in dads coming to sessions. And he told me that parents from Generation X and Y are really seeing a shift in that the dads are more the caretakers than, our dads were. So, it may not be such a bad thing. But I wanted to kind of think about, too, just this larger idea of reclaiming your social life. Harry was telling me it's good to set aside some time for yourself.
I've had my basketball night has been a fixed, no negotiation, though I've had to give up many of them for other occasions, but everyone deserves a night a week, and I think it's carving that into your schedule much, much harder with the new baby, of course.
So it's a matter of saying to your wife, woman, I'm going out drinking tonight, I'm going out bowling, I'm going out doing manly things, and you're going to stay home.
I would suggest adopting that exact tone. Anytime you start a sentence with woman, their ears perk up. They love that.
Right. Well, Harry did mention the small catch to this kind of tactic.
If you get it, obviously she gets it. It's not a one-way thing.
So that's how that works.
You got to be willing to do the one-on-one parenting yourself.
Yeah, so I guess he's saying is if I want to go out drinking or something like that, then, I have to stay home and watch Rachel when she goes out for a chick flick.
Right, if you want to engage in, wood carving or caber tossing.
Exactly.
Or just skeet shooting, any of the bear trapping, any of the manly pursuits
exactly.
That make up Rob's life.
Bear trapping, definitely.
Bear trapping.
I'm good at that.
I know you support catch and release bear trapping. But, Rob, so what you've done here is you found a way to get a little time for yourself, but not at the same time to be a dad. It's sort of like you found a way to have an exception from daddom. I guess my question is, how can you be a dad at the same time where you get to do some more interesting things and just be a servant?
The one thing that Harry was saying is that you want to find activities you can do with other dads. And I said, oh, okay, that's cool, but how do you find another dad? I mean, you don't just wear, a dad hat, though some, I guess, dorky dads do. But, he says you have
Or a PEPS t-shirt.
Right, a PEPS t-shirt. That could be a clear signal. But he says you want to kind of develop your dadar, as I like to call it, And Harry Hoffman talked to me about instances where his dadar was really, really sharp.
See, I was at Green Lake, which is a big recreational spot here in Seattle the other day, and there was a guy fly fishing with his baby on his back in a baby pack.
See? So you look for the guys with the baby Bjorns fly fishing.
Although I would suggest when casting your rod, do it with a sidearm angle rather than backwards over your head.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think I would necessarily go with the fly fishing dad because he's a little crazy. But I think it actually goes both ways because I was thinking I need to make myself visible too to other dads who may be looking out for me. So I'm maybe going to start wearing those T-shirts with all the spit up stains on them, you know, so people mm-hmm. know, hey, that's a dad. Or maybe carrying like that burp cloth in my back pocket, like, oh, what's that burp cloth? Oh, yeah, he must be a dad. Yeah, you know, kind of set the hints. Hey, I'm in the club. Let's go hang out and do dad things together.
I think when you wear the burp cloth in the rear left pocket, it means your baby's on breast milk. But in the rear right pocket, it means your baby's on formula.
So you've been a dad much longer devices. Than me. I had no clue about that signal.
Yeah, this is all dad cruising advice. Anyway, Rob, does all this stuff mean that you have to completely give up the guy you were before, the bear baiting Rob Sachs we all loved, and just hang out and try to cruise other dads in front of the jungle gym?
Well, that's the thing, is that I'm learning that in this ever-changing culture of ours, institutions that you would think wouldn't be good to take a baby to are actually adopting to being infant-friendly.
A lot of movie theaters have crying rooms now, which is nice.
My wife and I have plans now to go see the new Indiana Jones movie.
Oh, so you'll be going into they'll have a crying room for that?
Yeah, actually, the thought of sitting in a movie theater and trying to watch a movie with 50 to 100 babies screaming their heads off is completely unappealing to me. So, no, we're going to be getting a babysitter for that night.
As a guy with about 9 months more baby experience, I could see that the learning curve has really kicked in, and you're doing a good job, Rob.
Well, thank you very much, Mike.
And now, as per the podcast, the guy who's the guest says the out, so I will say, thanks for listening to What Would Rob Do? A Guide to Life's Most Trying Dilemmas. I'm Mike Pesca.
And I'm Rob Sachs.